There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined in the studio by theatre director Jimish Thakur. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Actor Asad Raza Khan.
Hello, Steph.
Who's a friend of the show, been in many times. Good to have you back.
My pleasure.
And we've got Sarah Potter as well, who is an actor.
Hello.
Hello. And we've also got actor Kuv Sharma.
Hello, Sash.
Hi. Nice to have you all in.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're all here because of one play. I don't know about you, but that music, when I heard it this morning, took me right back.
I know. I mean, I was trying to think the first time that I'd seen Sherlock Holmes, and I think it was Michael Caine's version of it. He actually starred as Sherlock, didn't he, on a TV special. And I think I'd heard of Sherlock Holmes, but I hadn't actually seen it before Michael Caine did it.
Ah, anyone else's first memories of Sherlock?
It's funny as it sounds, you know, I'm directing the show, but no, I've never seen Sherlock.
You're kidding.
Yeah, really. I knew about it, but then, no, this is the first time.
Wow. What about you?
Oh, so from school, actually. I remember receiving a Christmas present, which was, I was really disappointed about it, because they were actually my uncle's old books of Sherlock Holmes.
That's cool.
But that's what it is, right? It is part of childhood. It's part of growing up. Like, it's so integral.
Yeah, you're dead right. What about you, Asad?
12 years old, I went for a play read in NAPA, N-A-P-A, National Association of Performing Arts, back in Pakistan, where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I heard it there. It intrigued me, and since then I've been hooked, and I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, and thankfully Jimish gave me the opportunity.
And Sarah?
Mine was the 80s BBC series with Jeremy Brett starring as Sherlock, and my clearest memory is of him in an interview saying that he only ate one meal a day to get down to the tiny thin gauntlet that he did so well.
Oh, well, do you know what? I'm going to take you right back there, Sarah, because that's where I know Sherlock Holmes from. 1984, it was on the telly the UK. And I just loved, like, old cobbled streets in London and seeing what they would wear and the fancy, posh English accents that I didn't have up north. But yeah, let me take you back to the living room in my house when I was 5 years old.
Good heavens, this is a mystery indeed. What do you imagine it means?
Well, I have no data yet. It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data.
Mm.
But the note itself, what do you deduce from it?
It's a man's writing.
Good.
Presumably well-to-do.
It's expensive paper, this. It's peculiarly strong and stiff.
Peculiar, that is the very word. It is not English paper at all. Hold it up to the light.
Ah. Large E, small g. Large P and G with a small T woven into the texture.
And that is?
Maker's monogram.
Excellent, Watson. Come along.
Excellent, Watson. That was marvellous, wasn't it? Very posh.
Asad, you're going to be playing Sherlock.
Yes.
Can you give us a little example of your very posh voice, or are we adapting it?
Well, it was always a question between having it as the posh that you just heard, or doing it really, really fast and trying to analyse everything at the sound of flight. But I think where we're tilting to is keeping it very, very fast and very, very quirky and very, very... Like, the guy's thinking 10 steps ahead of everyone, and even for himself, you know, it's his eyes, sometimes you can see it, that it's a complete mess inside his brain. So we're trying to stick to that and keep it very, very quick, rather than what we just heard, a little more suave and a little more...
It's a bit James Bond, isn't it?
It was very Bond, that, wasn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, Jimish, as the director, how are you approaching this version of Sherlock?
Well, the thing is, to begin with, you know, we've got 8 nationalities on board. So we've got to make sure, and that sort of pretty much represents the population here and the kind of people that we have who will come and watch theatre. Yeah. So we had to make sure, yes, we've got to keep it authentic enough. We've got to keep it, but having said that, we've got to really also cater to, you know, each one's taste. So we sort of generalizing it a bit. The ambition was to go back to 1920s and sort of keep it period.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it all depends on the kind of, you know, sponsors we have. And so we then pushed back to 1950s. So we're keeping it to 1950s, something that people would still relate to.
Why 1950? Because of the sponsors.
Oh, yeah, it's a mix. It's in terms of the elements, in terms of the set, in terms of the music that we'd like to play, in terms of the just the overall look and feel. We thought 1950s would be a safer period to stick with.
I enjoyed the 1950s. You did too, didn't you, Mark?
Yeah, I was a teddy boy back then. Now, Cove, the dynamic between Dr. Watson and Sherlock is legendary. I mean, how's that come together with you two guys?
Oh, so beautifully. So the thing is, I had the opportunity with working with Assad and Julius Caesar, and I sort of first saw how he is backstage, because that's what really tells you what a character is, what an actor is like. And then I really got to know him better through this project.
Yeah.
And having said that, I think most people walking into the theatre would know that there's so much expectation of this relationship to see how it sort of pans on stage, because we know, everybody knows, but we are sort of two sides of the same coin ish, but yet so different as well. So there's that beauty. I think there's that beauty in the two characters for that, and I think yeah.
I'm interested in the story, because there's been so many stories that Dr. Watson and Sherlock Holmes have done together.
Yeah, they solved,
where are you going?
To start with, we can't say much, isn't it? But we're taking two of his most popular ones, and then we're reimagining them to the extent that the one story even talks to the other. So it's a complete new take. In its own right, this take is sort of the first time in the world, if I may say.
Right. How long is the show?
We're hoping to close it in 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's including the interval.
Yeah, Sarah, tell me a bit about Mrs. Hudson.
Well, this Mrs. Hudson is very different to the ones you'll see, the one portrayed by Una Stubbs in the recent or current BBC series. She's very much more working class and very attached to Sherlock, and very loyal.
Yeah.
But how it's fun. There's a lot more humour, I think, in this character than in any other portrayals. The Jeremy Brett version, the Benedict Cumberbatch version. This is the funniest Mrs. Hudson I've seen ever.
And there's going to be 5 shows, guys, over the 18th to the 20th of January. So you've got a couple in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got one in the afternoon.
We've
on Saturday.
Got one on Saturday in the afternoon.
So we've got 18, 19 and 20.
20th.
One in the afternoon. When's the other one then? Because there's 5.
We got four shows for now. So that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Four.
Yes. Yeah. The 19th matinee is specifically targeted for particular school students. So it's not open to the public. So if anybody goes on and logs into Platinum List to buy, the only shows that are on sale are 4 shows, which is Thursday evening, Friday evening, Saturday matinee, and Saturday evening as well.
Gotcha. And this is happening at Alscal Avenue. Whereabouts?
Ah, at the Junction.
Which is such a great theatre house, isn't it?
Yes, the home of community theatre.
Just tell me a little bit more about the other members of the cast.
Well, we've got a great lot, and they represent the sort of the best talent really in the city for as far as theatre is concerned. Again, we've got, as far as the age group is concerned, we've got kids as young as sort of 7,
okay,
playing in the irregulars, who come in and to help Sherlock every now and then, and all the way to I think 60 really is, or maybe more. So it's a great lot. They've all been fairly experienced. And they're very enthusiastic, and it's going to be a loud party.
So young children of today can still kind of connect with Sherlock Holmes.
Absolutely, absolutely. His appeal goes all the way from 2 generations further than me to maybe a generation behind. And there's this one kid who's 7 years old, and he absolutely dotes on Sherlock. He keeps watching the videos when he's even sitting in rehearsals, and we tried to fool him a little that I was the real Sherlock Holmes, but he didn't buy it for more than 5 minutes. But yeah, the enthusiasm is absolutely extraordinary. What this character carries globally is phenomenal.
I went on one of these tours around London once where they take you to places that filmings happened, and they took us to these steps where Sherlock Holmes had been filmed, and there was a few people with me. It was a press trip, and there was a girl who couldn't really speak English very well. She was from China, and the minute we got there, she was freaking out. She was so excited. She's like, Sherlock, we watch Sherlock. Yeah. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Even big in China.
Yeah, big all around the world, isn't he? I mean, how do you see Sherlock, developing in the future? Do you think there's a lot more stories going to be written about this detective?
Oh, I think so, because the way Mark Gatiss has really taken it into the future and just updated everything. I can see, I don't know, a robot Sherlock.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
And I know that part of the profits...
Elementary.
are also... Who did that?
Me.
Oh, that was really good. I love that, Jimish. And part of the profits are being donated to charity. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's one thing that, you know, that's been always something that we wanted to attempt with every production that we do. This one, having partnered with Tall Tales Production, that's something that we're going to do. So we're looking at two charities. One is, am I allowed to name them? Special Needs Foundation, and then there's another one. So yes, part of the proceeds will be donated to them.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Lovely. Well, break a leg is all we've got left to say, I think.
That's all I've got to say. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.